Good morning and Hare Krishna. I'm Charu Chitindras presenting Hare Krishna Mornings Breakfast Show. Studio clock is a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock. As per Western calendar and Western work calendar, today is 22nd March 2008, Saturday. Pratipaditi, Krishna Paksha, Vriddhi Yoga, and Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Let us begin this wonderful morning with Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the yoga of love and devotion. The path of bhakti serves to reconnect us with the divine and to reawaken the eternal blissful love that lies within each of our hearts. Bhakti is the ultimate goal of the yoga system, the perfection of yoga. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, "And of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me, in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all." Friends, Bhakti Yoga begins with Sravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting in this age. So let us begin our morning with Maha Mantra, and this 1 hour we are putting ourselves into this service, hearing, chanting and Sravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting.
Hare Krishna, Krishna
You are listening Hare Krishna morning program. This morning we are going to listen from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is founder Acharya of Hare Krishna movement. Today's topic is hearing Krishna Katha. Definitely we will hear some more devotional songs or prayers in between. And this morning I will narrate a story from Varaha Purana to reawaken the eternal blissful love of Godhead which is within us. Let us concentrate our mind to hear from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
The following is an address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 31st, 1972, in New Brindavan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly participating with this Krishna consciousness movement. As already described by Srimad Kirtanananda Maharaj, that this Bhagavad Dharma is spoken by Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan, Lord Sri Krishna, Bhagavan. It is a Sanskrit word. Bhaga means fortunes. And Ban means one who possesses. These two words combined together makes the word Bhagavan or the supreme fortunate. We calculate our fortune if somebody is very rich, if somebody is very strong, if somebody is very beautiful, if somebody is very wise, if somebody is in renounced order of life. In this way, there are six opulences. And these opulences, when one possesses in fullness, without any rivalry, he is called Bhagavan. The richest of all, the wisest of all, the most beautiful, the most famous, the most renowned, in this way, Bhagavan. And the Bhagavat also comes from the word Bhoga. From Bhoga, when it is used, a participle adjective, it becomes Bhaga. The Bhagavat, the same thing, Ban, this word is comes from the word Bhat Sabda. Bhagavat. In Sanskrit, every word is grammatically very systematically bound up. Every word. Therefore it is called Sanskrit language. Sanskrit means reform. We cannot manufacture by whims. It must be strictly according to the grammatical rules and English. But the Bhagavad Dharma means the relationship between the devotees and the Lord. The Lord is Bhagavan and the devotee is Bhagavat, or in relationship with Bhagavan. So, everyone is related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like father and son is always related. That relation cannot be broken. At any stage, but sometimes it happens that the son, out of his own independence, he goes out of his home and forgets the affectionate relationship with father. In your country, it is not very extraordinary things. So many sons go out of father's affectionate home. That is very ordinary experience. So everyone has got independence. Similarly, we are all sons of God, but we are at the same time independent, not fully independent, but independent. We have got the tendency of having independence, because God is fully independent and we are born of God. Therefore, we have got the quality of independence. Although we cannot be absolutely independent as God, but the tendency is there that I shall become independent. So, the living entities, we are part and parcel of God. When we want to live independently of God, that is our conditional stage. Conditional stage means we accept a body, material body, which is conditioned in so many ways. Just like the body undergoes six kinds of changes. It is born, the body is born, not the living entity. It is born at a certain date. It remains for some time. It grows. It gives some byproducts. Then the body dwindles and at last it vanishes. The six kind of changes. Not only these six kind of changes, but also there are many tribulations. They are called threefold miseries, pertaining to the body, pertaining to the mind, miseries offered by other living entities, miseries happening by natural disturbances. And after all, the whole thing is summarized into four principles, namely birth, death, old age and disease. These are our conditional life. By the Vedic process. But now the people are not interested. They are simply interested with the gross body or a little more who is a little advanced, the subtle body. But they have no information of the spiritual body. Although there is advancement of education, there is no education about the spiritual body. They are simply concerned with the gross material and subtle body. Therefore, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is very important movement. Those who have taken to this Krishna consciousness movement, they are very, very fortunate. So, I shall further explain one song sung by Narottamdas Thakur. Narottamdas Thakur was one of our predecessor, acharya, teacher. And his songs are accepted in our Vaishnava society as Vedic truth. He has written in simple language, but it contains the Vedic truth. So, he has got many songs. One of the songs is Hari Hari Bi Phale Janama Gwain. He says, my dear Lord, I am simply wasting the valuable time of my life. Bi Phale Janama Gwain. Everyone takes birth as human being, but he does not know how to utilize it. He utilizes it just like animal. The animal eats, we simply make arrangement of eating unnaturally. That is our advancement. In the animal kingdom, every particular animal has got a particular type of food. Just like tiger. A tiger eats flesh and blood, but if you give tiger nice oranges or grapes, he'll not touch it. Because that is not his food. Similarly, a hog eats stool. If you give the hog nice halwa, it will not touch. You see? So, every particular animal has got a particular type of food. Similarly, we human beings, we have got our particular type of food also. What is that? Fruits, milk, grains. Just like our teeth is made, you take fruit, you can easily cut into pieces by this tooth. But if you take a piece of flesh, it will be difficult to cut with this teeth. But a tiger has got particular type of teeth. He can immediately cut into pieces the flesh. So we are advancing in education, but we do not study even of our teeth. We simply go to the dentist. That's all. This is our advancement of civilization. The tiger never goes to dentist. Although its teeth are so strong that immediately he can cut into pieces, but he doesn't require a dentist because he doesn't eat anything which is unnatural for him. But we eat anything damn, therefore he requires the help of dentist. So our human being has got a particular type of business. That business is to study or to discuss on the Bhagavat life. That is our nature. Bhagavat Dharma. We should try to understand Bhagavan. Bhagavat Dharma I have already explained. Bhagavan and the Bhakta or Bhagavat. Their relationship. That is called Bhagavat. So, it is very easy. How? Now, simply you have to hear about Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like, suppose we have forgotten our home. I left my home since a long time. I've forgotten my father. So if somebody reminds me, do you know such gentleman? He is your father. You are playing in such a way, his father was helping you. In this way, if you simply talk of his father, he remembers his home. Oh yes. Similarly, we have forgotten our father, our relationship with father. If we simply hear about him, then he remembers. A simple process. Sinnatang sakatha krishna punna savana kirtana ridyantastha avadrani vidhunati suhitata. Simply we have to hear about Krishna. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. And we have forgotten Krishna or forgotten our Supreme Father on account of material contamination. So, if we hear about Krishna attentively, just like you are doing now kindly, it is very good opportunity. I thank you very much. You are all young, boys and girls, but you are very fortunate. Your fathers, grandfathers do not come here, but you have come. So because you are fortunate. So similarly, continue this. Just try to hear about Krishna. Your life will be successful. You haven't got to do anything. It doesn't require that you have to become a master of degree examination, MA, PhD or DSC. No. God has given you these 2 years, and if you kindly, submissively hear from the realized souls, then your life will be successful. Actually, that is happening. All these boys and girls who have come to me in different parts of the world, simply by hearing, I have not bribed them, I have no money. So they are sacrificing their everything for me. Why? Simply by hearing, that's all. So the hearing is so strong. And they are educated boys, they are university graduates. I am not befooling them, but as they are hearing, they are understanding the gravity of the movement, and gradually they are becoming convinced and firmly situated in the post. So this is called Bhagavata. Krishna says, if anyone is very serious and sincere and constantly engaged in my devotional service, satata, satata means constant, satata jupyanam bhajatana priti purvakam, engaged in devotional service with love and faith, for them, Krishna says, buddhi yogam dadami tam. I give him intelligence. Because Krishna is everyone's, Krishna is within your heart. And my heart, your heart, everyone's heart. So he gives you intelligence. What kind of intelligence? The intelligence by using which one can come or go back to home, back to God. That intelligence. So, this Bhagavad Dharma discourses means constantly calling, my dear sir, please get up, please get up. Jeevi jago, jeevi jago, gura chandabal. This is the message of Lord Chaitanya. He says, my dear jeev, living being, kindly get up. This is the opportunity. So I was explaining Narottam Das Thakur's song. Let me finish it. He said, Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Guayino Manosya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Bisha Khayino. He said, my dear Lord, I got this valuable human form of life, but I wasted it for nothing. Because this life is meant for understanding Radha and Krishna. But I did not do so. Therefore, I have taken poison with knowledge. Just like sometimes make suicide. He takes poison. He knows that as soon as he will take the poison, he will die. Similarly, one who is not taking to Krishna consciousness, that means he is taking poison. This is the opportunity of becoming Krishna conscious. And if you don't take this opportunity, that means knowingly I am drinking poison. Janiya suniya viso khaini. So, what is the process of Pristakasas? Golokera premadhana harinam sankirtana. This harinam sankirtana, just like we receive vibration from the radio, from different countries. Similarly, this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, this vibration we are receiving from the spiritual world. Golokera premadhana harinam sankirtana. Ratina janmila kanata. I could not get my attachment to this transcendental vibration. Vishaya vishanale divanisi hiya jale toribare nakoinu upar. I am suffering constantly with the poison of this materialistic way of life, and I did not try to get out of it by taking shelter of this Hare Krishna Mahārāja. Then he says that Brajanda Nandana Jai Sochisita Hoilo Sei. In this age, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared 5,000 years ago as the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajanda Nandana. Nanda Maharaj was the king of Braja, Brajendra, and his Nandan, his son. That means Krishna. Brajanda Nandana Jai Sochisita Hoilo. That Krishna has appeared in this age as the son of Mother Sachi. Lord Chaitanya's mother's name was Sachi Devi. Balaram Hailanita. Balaram, the same Balaram who appeared as Krishna's elder brother, he has appeared as Nityananda, Gaur Nita. So what is their business? Papitapi jato chilo hariname udhari. Their business is, there are two kinds of people within this material world. Another one is committing sin and the other is suffering the sinful reaction. Papitapi. That is our business. In this life, I am suffering the resultant action of my past impious activities, and I am creating another set of impious activities so that I shall suffer next life. This is our position. Papi tapi jato chila. Therefore, there are two kinds of activities. Papi tapi jato chila hariname udhar. But all these people can be delivered simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, you are listening Hare Krishna Morning Program. Every Saturday morning, 8 till 9 a.m., I present this program for behalf of Hare Krishna Temple in Melbourne. Our address is 197 Dang Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Going back to Godhead, is simply remembering Krishna, hearing Krishna's katha, chanting Krishna's name, the simple way to get out from this place in Kali Yuga. Let us listen to one of the prayers.
Bhakta Sri Ram. 21st Century is the best in the business.
Low internet.
More and more businesses are promoting their products and services on 88.9 Win FM.
Casa di Fiora, your special
roof 2000. This is the new roof for the new roof.
The reason is simple. Win FM is the low-cost way of getting your message on the radio and broadcast to Melbourne's Greater West. So what are you waiting for? Call Tony Slingsby, Win FM sponsorship coordinator today on 0414 495 037.
Hare Krishna. Now the time for the story narrating from the Varaha Purana. Once upon a time, the earth got submerged in water. Lord Narayan assumed the dress of a wild boar and without hesitation entered the muddy water and brought out the earth from the deluge, Mother Bhumi, Prithvi, who is the presiding deity, was very much upset by this tragic event. She was consoled and comforted by Lord Sriman Narayan, keeping her on his lap. At that time, she was very much worried about her children on this planet. Their suffering gave her great sorrow and she very much desired to know a means or upaya for their deliverance from the worldly bondage. The Lord narrated the episode that took place in a village, Thirukurungudi, near Thirunelveli in South India, and assured her that the sole means of salvation is chanting and singing the holy name of the Lord's glory, a Gana Rupa Upayam. The story is as follows. Once there is lived a man at Thirukurungudi. He was fondly called Nampaduvan. He was born in a Chandala family who were known for their merciless nature and activities. But quite contrary to his family behavior, he was very pious and deeply devoted to Lord Narayan. He used to fast during every Ekadasi day, getting up every early in the morning and used to do all the morning prayers in the vicinity of the temple with his veena, is a musical instrument, and he used to sing to glorify the Lord from the distance from the temple. As per the prescription of the Shastras, he used to sing songs in praise of the Lord going around the temple. Because he born in a Chandala family, not allowed to get into the temple at the early morning. Once during the month of Kartik, on a bright fortnight, Dwadasi, the 12th day, he went to the temple early in the morning as usual. On the way, he was met by a Brahma Rakshasa, means a demon, a ferocious, very ugly looking demon, who was very hungry and who therefore expressed his desire to eat him up. So Nampaduvam was very happy to offer his body for the food of Brahma Rakshasa, the demon. That was because his suffering in this world would come to an end and he would reach the abode of the Lord, but he prayed to the Brahma Rakshasa to spare some time so that he may go to the temple and sing the song and return. But the Rakshasa was not ready to grant his request, as he would never return having made this false excuse. But Nampaduvam made 18 oaths or vows to the effect that he would certainly return. Now this is very careful, you have to listen. These are the vows. These are not normal vows. So I will start from the number 1 to 18. The number 1 vows he has taken, or oath he has taken: if I do not return as per my promise, let me get the sin of a man who is a liar. Number 2. Let me get the sin of the person who commits adultery if I don't return. Number 3. While eating in the company of a person, if a man differentiates in menu, he gets a great sin. Let me get that sin if I don't return. Number 4. If a man donates a piece of an earth to a Brahmin and takes it back after some time, he will certainly occur sin. Let me get that sin if I don't return. Number 5. If a man enjoys the company of a woman during her youthful age and subsequently rejects her when she becomes old, he is sure to get sin. Let me get that sin if I don't return. Number 6. Having performed ablution of rites or tarpanam on Amavasya day and then then having sexual relationship to his wife on the same day, he will entertain great sin. Let me get that sin if I don't return. Number 7. Having dined delicious dishes in the house of a host, and then if a person showers heaps of abuse on his host, he is sure to meet a great sin. Let me get that sin if I don't return. Number 8. A man makes a serious promise that he would give away his young daughter in marriage to a youth, but later breaks his promises, we should accumulate sin. Let me get that sin if I don't return. Number 9. A man is prohibited from eating without taking bath on the Shashti, Ashtami or Chaturdashi and Amavasya. These are the Vedic calendars days. So these are the very significant days people should take bath and then have their meal. So if people do not do that, then they get sin. So let me get that sin if I don't return. So he is taking all the responsibility for other people even, not his own. So number 10. A man promises to donate something to another man, but he doesn't keep up his promise. Let me get that sin of promises, to break the promises. Number 11. If a person tries to allure the wife of a friend who has helped him in manifold ways, he is sure to reach in hell. I will get that sin. Number two, number 12. If a person afflicted by lust enjoys the company of his revered teacher's wife, who is responsible for his salvation, and so also the company of his of the wife of the king, who endows all worldly pleasure to him, he will be the worst sinner. I will suffer that sin by not keeping up my promise. Number 13. In Vedic time, a man allowed to keep more than one wife. So, Nampadhupam making a statement, if a man marries two girls without being impartial to both of them, if the man obtains greater pleasure in the company of one and rejecting the other, he is sure to acquire very great sin. Let me get that sin if I don't keep up my promise. Number 14. If a man rejects his wife, who is very chaste and has no one to care for her, he will become a sinner. Let me be get that sin. Number 15. If a man causes obstruction to the cattle and that are afflicted very much by thirst to drink water, he will get a sin. Let me also get that sin by breaking your faith in me. Number 16. Killing a Brahmin, addiction to liquor, stealing gold, breaking a vow, or all considered to be heinous crimes, severe punishment are prescribed for a sinner who commits all these crimes. Let me suffer all this punishment in case I fail to get back to you. Number 17. If someone worships only other deities and not Sri Vasudev, who is easily accessible to his devotees and he is omnipresent, they will get a great sin. Let me get that sin if I do not return. Number 18. So Lord Narayan Krishna is the supreme deity. He is the inner soul for all created beings, both sentient and insentient. He is worshipped by all karmas, by all holy rites prescribed by the shastras. He is to be meditated by all who are desirous and liberation. He alone has the ability to grant salvation. He is to be reached by all the unconventional souls. Having understood the supreme qualities of the Lord, if a man compared him to all other angels who are bound by karma, he will be born in this world again and again. Let me get that sin by breach of this promise. Friends, note very carefully, all these promises did not convince or satisfy the Brahma Rakshasa. But the number 18th one totally convinced him about the certainty of Nambadhupan's return. We therefore have to understand that the last sin is the greatest sin of all sins. Hence, it is to be meticulously avoided. The Brahma Rakshasa became pleased by all these promises and saluted Nambadhupan and bade him farewell so that he may fulfill his vow and come back to him. Accordingly, Nambadhupan went to the neighborhood of the temple and sang the song as usual. Afterwards, the day dawned. Having completed the vow pertaining to Ekadasi, Nambadhupan surrendered to the Lord with great speed. He returned to the Rakshasas as his heart was filled up with pleasure owing to his departure of his body, which was inimical to his attaining salvation. On his way, a person met him. That man questioned him, "Sir, where are you going with such a speed?" Nambadhupan replied him in a sweet manner, "I am going to Brahma Rakshasa." If I do not find him there where I met him again, having made several promises, I will go in search of him and offer my body as food for him. That man desired to test his mind on hearing his dedicated resolve. He said, "There stands a Rakshasa by birth. He is not righteous-minded like Bibhishana, but a worst criminal. You cannot escape from his cruel clutches, as he is a cannibal. Don't go to that strong devil." Though exhorted by that man, Dampadupan refused to listen to him and was very adamant in keeping up his promise. That stranger who obstructed him and advised him was none other than Sri Varaha, the Lord Narayan. Dampadupan found Brahma Rakshasa at the same place and offered his body as a meat for him. But the Rakshasa, remembering his previous birth, did not accept it. He narrated his previous life history. He was a Brahmin by the name of Soma Sharma. In his former birth, while performing a sacrifice, he committed all sorts of blunder as a miser person. Due course of time, attacked by a fatal disease. The result, he has to take birth again and as a Brahma Rakshasa. Having given a detailed account of his previous life, the Rakshasa, the demon, knelt down before Dampadupan to grant him the merit of all these songs that he sang in praise of the Lord for a long time, but the singer refused. Finally, being moved by the piety, Dampadupan granted him the merit of punya of one song, which he sang that day morning, which was in a raga name. Raga means in a classical Vedic musical dictionary. It's a different kind of raga and different time of the people are singing to praise the Lord. The particular raga was Kaishika. The Brahma Rakshasa was relieved of his bond. Later, he was born in a family of Vaishnava, and at the end of the birth, he reached the Vaikuntha Loka. This is the story narrated by Sri Varahadeva to Sri Bhumidevi, the mother Prithvi. The whole episode, as found in Sri Varaha Puranam, is taken by Sri Parasar Bhatta for an elaborate commentary in Tamil. Every year, the whole episode with all Sanskrit slokas and commentary of Sri Bhatta is read out in all the Vishnu temple, especially at Tirukurungudi, where the event actually took place. This is enacted on the stage even today. I gave this story in an abridged version. Friend, what do we understand from this story? Soma Sharma, though a Brahmin, became a Rakshasa, but Dampadupan, though a Chandala, was able to pay off him of all his sins. Caste is not a criterion for us to salute a person. His deep devotion to the Lord, knowledge of the Lord, and total renunciation of all worldly pleasures are very important criteria. The caste is physical. It does not belong to the soul. Dampadupan was elevated to the highest order. Consideration of the caste is an offense. They are equal to the Nitya Atma. The Lord Sri Varaha also showered on him love and affection and called him Dampadupan, means my singer. So this was today's story from Varaha Purana. Looking at the studio clock, we got some more time. Let's listen one more song. Looking at the studio clock, it's 9 o'clock. Next show on this station would be very well done. Saturday morning show called Fast, Lean and Invincible. Hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I'm Charu Chaitanya Das from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation. Every day we are open, but especially inviting you and your families for Saturday and Sunday's Melbourne's famous Hare Krishna Free Feast. Find your place in Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dang Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Don't hesitate to call me for any queries regarding today's program Wishing you and your families very good weekend with spiritual progress. May Lord Krishna bless us all and gives us appropriate guidance to find tranquility and bliss in our life. Looking forward to have your association again Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
Sarvalokaya Sri Krishnaya
Om Sri Krishna
Gita Bodhanaya Sudarshana Chakraya Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna
Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna
Shri Vatsala Rupa
Om Sri Krishna
Vasudeva Namo Namah
Om Sri Krishna
Sanatanathaya Yashodasuta Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna
Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna
Shankhambhujanana
Om Sri Krishna
Chakradhara Namo Namah
Om Sri Krishna
Parijata Para Anantaya Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna
Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna Om Sri Krishna Krishna Om Sri Krishna
Krishna Angala Rupa Nauda Kishora Krishna Shri Krishna Hare Krishna Jaya Krishna Krishna Shri Krishna Hare Krishna Jaya Krishna
Krishna Shri Krishna Hare Krishna Jaya Krishna Krishna Shri Krishna Hare Krishna Jaya Krishna
Nallanaya Krishna Venudana Lula Satyabhamarataya Radha Madhavaya Sakkani Vannela Kada